Exodus chapter 18. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moses and for his people, and how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. After Moses had sent his wife Zipporah home, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, had taken her in, along with her two sons. The name of the one was Gershom, for he said, "I have been a foreigner in a foreign land." The name of the other was Eleazar, for he said, "The God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh." Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his two sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was camped at the mountain of God. He sent word to Moses, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you, with your wife and your two sons." Then Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and bowed down and kissed him. They asked about each other's welfare, then they entered into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardships that had happened along the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. Jethro was thrilled with all the good things that the Lord had done for Israel in delivering them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Then Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, because he rescued the people from the Egyptians who had so arrogantly oppressed them." Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. Aaron and all the elders of Israel came to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law in God's presence. The next day, Moses sat to judge the people, while the people stood around Moses from morning until evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he asked, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you sit judging by yourself alone, and all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" Moses answered his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between a man and his neighbor. I inform them of the decrees of God and his laws." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good. You will surely wear yourself out, both you and these people who are with you, for this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it all by yourself. Now listen to me. I will give you advice, and may God be with you. You should represent the people to God and bring their cases to God. Teach them the decrees and laws, and show them the way they should go, and the work they should do. But choose out of all the people capable men who fear God, honest men who hate dishonest gain. Put them over the people as rulers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Let them judge the people at all times, but every difficult case they may bring to you, but every minor matter they can judge by themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will help share the load with you. If you do this, and God commands you so, then you will be able to endure, and all these people also will be able to go home satisfied." So Moses listened to the advice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. Then Moses chose capable men from all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They judged the people at all times. The hard cases they brought to Moses, but every minor matter they judged by themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and he returned to his own land.